Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 4-2 away victory against Mittelland in the Europa League qualifier round 3 leg 1 tonight. Outstanding performance, outstanding result, really can't ask for much more than that. Right from the start, we were playing very well. Let's face it, this team are no mugs. They are physical, they can break quickly, and they're really solid at the back. And certainly in the first half, it looked as if it was going to take something really special to break that down. The game itself was a really, really open game. It was a great for a neutral to watch, and it was a showcase for how to referee a game. There was quite a bit of needle towards the end of the game as well in the second half, and the referee let a lot go. He gave the yellow cards when they were due. It was a great refereeing performance, great neutral game, but really I don't care about the neutral game. I'm a Rangers fan, I really only care about how it went for us. So in the first half, there was not really many clear-cut chances for either team, really. McGregor had to pull off one good save. Their keeper had to make a good save as well. We had put in a few good crosses into the box, but it was largely too fast-paced, and had maybe a player being a wee bit more switched on, might have got to it, or there was nobody picking up the loose ball when the cross came in. But it was a good performance nonetheless, and it was looking as if it was going to go into half-time at 0-0, which, you know, couldn't have been disappointed at, because, as I said, this team were no mugs, and they were showing a very good performance so far. But 3 minutes before half-time whistle, up steps Alfredo Morelos. There was good build-up play from the back, down the right-hand side. The ball to Tavernier, who takes a touch, he looks up, puts an unbelievable inch-perfect cross into the middle of the box, where Morelos basically jumped up, didn't have to move at all, and heads it into the back of the net. When I said something special was going to need to be done to break this defence down, that cross from Tavernier and that header was exactly it. Tavernier, this season so far, he has been absolutely incredible. His defensive duties have been amazing. And again, I think he's already racked up three assists, I think, already, which is incredible. And if he keeps putting in balls like that, he's certainly going to be the one that goes for a lot more than £25 million, put it that way. But we want him to stay if he's going to put in performances and crosses like that. So into half-time, obviously absolutely delighted with that. It was a tough defence to break down, a tough team to beat, and we're going 1-0 up. And then second half was, all you can really say is madness. 5 goals in the half, they all came in under 20 minutes, which was mental. Certainly the first, it started off as we were, you know, a bit of an even game, very open. But then we went 2-0 up with Joe Aribo scoring. It was a quick counter-attack from our defence, with Jones getting the ball in our defence. He just ran and he ran and he ran. He kept on going, and then it ended up with Jones himself up against two defenders. Aribo managed to get up alongside him on his left-hand side. Jones passed to Aribo, who took the ball forward slightly and then hit a shot inside the box. An outstanding goal. And, you know, I said this right from the beginning with Jones. People were slating the fact that we signed him, and he's been nothing but exceptional, I think, so far this season. He's been direct. He's willing to take on players. He's willing to take the ball forward. And that's the exact type of player we want, the direct fighting player like that. And this tonight was his showcase. I think he's arrived in this Rangers team, because Jones was outstanding until he got subbed later on in the game. But none more so than this, where he taking the ball from his own half to set up Aribo from that. So outstanding. 3 minutes later, Jones again was involved, where he got a shot off in the box which deflected up and over the bar from the boot of the defender. The resulting corner, we scored with Katic getting the goal. Corner came in, initially a knocked to the edge of the box, knocked back into the box, then out to the right side of the box, where Katic shoots, takes a slight nick, I think, off the defender and into the back of net. Great goal again. So 3-0 up, absolutely cruising, and we thought the game was done, and even the tie was done at this point. But then we ended up beginning to throw it away, which was incredible. Some really, really sloppy defending on the 57th minute, where Arfield slid in to keep the ball away from the attacker, but ends up going wide right to another attacker on our box, puts in a cross, misses the first set of players, it falls to the attacker slightly behind him, where he had to kind of, he tried to take a bicycle kick shot from behind almost. He managed to then get up, control the ball, and then take another shot in at the back of the net. He should never have been given another bite of the cherry. There was about three defenders around him, and he managed to outfox them all. Really, really sloppy defending there. But still, worse was to come. 6 minutes later, we went 3-2. We allowed Mitelan to play. We backed off and we backed off. We gave them enough space to play. Defensively, it was poor. We were just inviting them to come at us. Really nice passing, right enough, from them, from left to right, ending in a shot from the edge of the box towards the right hand side, and it went past McGregor. Really poor. We gave the attacker that space to have the shot, but again, really poor for our players to back off. But a 2-goal lead was put right back in place. Another 6 minutes after that, where Arfield scored. It was more great build-up play, ending in Tavernier passing to Morelos on the right. Morelos gets it forward into the box, a great cut back to Arfield in the middle of the box, who controls it, then places a shot into the bottom left corner. Outstanding goal all round. And Arfield, to be honest, probably had one of his poorer games for Rangers tonight. I felt he was just, he seemed to be off the pace quite a bit, and if it wasn't for the goal, he should have been hooked long before that. But 4-2 final result, and it leaves Mitelan with having a big job to do going to Ibrox next week, where they need 3 goals. 2 goals obviously would put us through an away goal, so certainly the tie is in our hands. We can only throw it away, but we've got to be very, very careful that they can be quite dangerous. Obviously us getting one quick goal, that'll kill the tie, but we need to be very mindful that they are very dangerous on the attack. So that leads us nicely to playing Hibs at the weekend. So obviously another big tie for us. They're coming thick and fast, but that's the way we like it. Get the big games out of the way, and you know, we've just got to keep on going. So Dave and I were meant to be recording a podcast tomorrow night, but in typical fashion, Dave has decided to stay in sunny Blackpool for another day. So we're not going to be able to record another podcast until next Wednesday now. So it'll be out early hours of Thursday morning or in early Thursday evening before the next leg of the tie here. So check us out on all of our other social media websites. You can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all our links to all our sites at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, the lot. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.